Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, you got it in between, huh?
Yeah, I don't hate this one.
Yeah, okay. Come on, man. Yeah. Little Travis Tritt.
Don't brag about it. Let me
I like going from 232 Bach to, you know, talking about thug and whatever.
Yeah.
It's a great day to be here.
Yeah.
Everything's positive.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. 330 Country still on probation.
Now, who was that?
Travis
That's
Tritt.
Travis Tritt.
Oh, yeah. Travis Tritt.
Yeah. He's got like two good songs.
Not Travis Scott.
Different Travis.
Yeah.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Men's Night, Montgomeryville, Thursday night, December 18th. Ray Diddy be there signing the Eagles Encyclopedia. Food, spirits as well. Is this just a Super Bowl hangover year for the Eagles, or do you believe there are deeper issues? Deeper issues has gained traction. 60.6% on deeper issues. 215-592-9494.
Real quick. Here's what I would wonder. What do they think the deeper issues are? See, in other words, are people downplaying the AJ Jalen thing and they're saying the deeper issue is the OC?
Or are they thinking about that?
Yeah, or are they going the other way? Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, what do you think is the actual deeper issue that most people think the deeper issue is?
Could that be another Twitter question? What would the deeper issues be? So the deeper issues would be Kevin Petullo.
We don't think it's a lack of talent.
No.
They're not old.
The AJ, do you want to say locker room relationships? So we're not just AJ and Jalen?
Sure,
and
that's fine, yeah.
Yeah, locker room relationships and maybe Nick Sirianni's.
Or team chemistry.
Team chemistry is the one.
Probably works better, yeah.
Team chemistry is the one. And I guess you could just put Sirianni on there too.
Coaching.
Yeah, coaching.
Yeah.
But I want to put Petullo separate.
I think Petullo
is just going to get the vote. Yeah, so I think Petullo and Nick.
What do you believe the deeper issues with the Eagles are? Team chemistry, Petullo, coaching?
Team chemistry, Petullo, Sirianni.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
I think
what's
we have
the Sirianni deeper issue?
Well,
he's not the guy?
No, just that if his message is culture and, you know, not you, not me, us, like all the things that he gives, all the things that he messages is all the things that they're not this year.
Yeah.
You know, so I think
they all worked last year.
Yeah.
Everybody was repeating them last year.
Yeah. Like to your point before, I wonder if it was, I think he's effective, but maybe his messaging is effective coming off of a bad year.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he, now the one thing I give Sirianni credit for a lot. He does seem to learn from mistakes and grow. He will address it.
Yeah.
Yes. He will learn from this year, and he will think about why his message did not hit, whether he's saying it or not, why it's not as effective as it has been previously.
Yeah. He did it after 23. He talked about talking to different people and reading
books.
Leadership books and everything. Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, real quick.
Yeah.
I play one Travis Tritt song.
Yeah.
What happened?
Within 30 seconds.
What?
Already texting Ben Davis. I mean, he got a little excited when he heard of Travis.
He's one of the guys. Bro, you're from Aston, not Kentucky.
He works on tractors.
He's a pickup truck guy.
He's a cornfieldman.
He's a country boy.
In Chester County.
He lives in Delco, technically.
Does he, technically? Okay. It's these guys that are like, you know, and my pickup truck. It's like, meh. You say him. You know, you ain't fooling me, buddy. You ain't fooling me. I know you when you were a little kid.
Yeah, y'all played against each other.
I still want to bring the lady on that was exposing Middletown.
Yeah, she was
in 1995.
Brothers.
215-592-9494. We'll get to the Kyle Schwarber news in the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report after we talk to Chuck. Chuck, you're on WIP.
4:30 Whitney. 4:30 Whitney.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, he said Whitney.
4:30 Whitney.
I mean, or you know what? If you don't want to do Whitney, we can settle for Stevie then. Stevie Wonder. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't mind the occasional Stevie.
Yeah.
For sure.
4:30 Stevie. You got so many songs and so many hits, man. You be playing for a whole year. Great. Then we go to a second album, man. He got so much music. You know what I mean? Come on, man. Come on, Spike. Come on, 4:30 Stevie, man.
Well, we all have to vote on it. I don't even do it. I can only suggest it. You have no idea, Chuck, how many songs I've suggested for this show, and only one has really gotten on the air. So, man, I don't have a lot of pull.
That is true.
I part of the delegation. I could go with Stevie. I'm telling you.
I will. Yes.
What? That'd be popping, man. You know what I mean?
Don't make this a delegation issue.
We all like Stevie.
Yeah, we all like Stevie Wonder. It's not a delegation issue.
God doesn't know one Stevie Wonder song.
Who?
You.
Yeah.
I know Stevie Wonder. Superstition.
There you go.
There you go.
That might be it.
That's good. Leave it there. That's a good one, yes. Where you been at, Chuck?
Man, let me tell you, man, you know, Christmas, I hate it. I hate this time of year. I like it, but I hate it. You know what I mean? You know, you put all these damn lights up around the house. They're so tedious, man. I'm telling you, I'm going to spend money next year. I told my wife, I said, we're spending money next year. We're going to get a lightsman. He's going to put the lights up. I'll pay for that. You know what I mean?
It's the best crazy, money, man. I've ever spent, Chuck. It is the best money I've ever spent, brother. Yes. I don't have to worry about it every year. They come and do it. Yeah, I don't have to worry about it anymore.
I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it next year. That's for sure. Because this was crazy, man, this year. I'm talking about lights falling on my head, man. I damn near fell off the ladder. I'm done, man. I'm done with this light stuff, man.
Yeah, man.
But listen.
Yeah.
You know, I've been here, man. I've been having my ears glued to the phone, man. But I just want to say this real quick, right? I'm going to get to Spike in a second. Because, you know, you think you got away from me. You ain't getting away from me.
I didn't think I got away from you. We've been waiting for you for 2 days.
Listen, here's the thing, right? I want to say to the Buffalo Bills, Boo boo. See, that's what happened when you interfere with family business. You know what I'm saying? See, they went and tried to be slick and put that waiver in, and you know, Slater.
Well, no, they need him. They can use him.
They shouldn't interfere. You know, the Eagles put a waiver in for him, and they knew he wanted to come back to Philadelphia. Now he don't want to play for him, so now they left holding the ball, man. You know what I mean? That's what they get.
That's
true.
What I'm
saying? So, you know, don't interfere in family business, man. We need Slay here. Slay want to be here. Let him come back home where he belongs. Now, I just want to say this to Spike, right? Man, I tell you, Spike, when I heard that the other day, I had to go back and keep listening to it. You know, I rewinded that like 5 times. The Joel Embiid rant.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's just classic sports radio. You know, that might have put you above your father in the hierarchy in WIP history with that rant. You know what I mean? You hit it on the nail. I mean, it was like listening to Stevie Wonder play harmonica or Whitney Houston hit a high note. Like, it was just sports radio brilliance.
Thank you,
Chuck. I just commend you for it.
Thank you, Chuck. I appreciate that. Thank you.
And never been so complimentary.
Yeah, and I just want to get this out clear. My dad was never program director here and afternoon show host.
Uh-oh,
so
he's
already
passed.
Yeah, I think I'm already there, but... But as
but
a host.
Your dad gave you a job. You know that.
Oh, come on, Chuck.
He earned it. He earned his spot.
I know. I'm just kidding with you. Listen, let me say this, though, right? Joel Embiid still stinks. He's a loser.
Here we go.
I got free will to come in and talk about him now because Spike is on my side. You know what I'm saying? So
we are not on the same side.
Yes, we are. Yep, we are.
Yeah, you're going to find that out.
You're my cousin now. You know what I mean? We on the same side. You know what I mean?
Right.
My brother from a different mother. You know what I mean?
All
you're part of the delegation. You're part of the Joel B. hate club now.
No, I don't hate him. I don't hate him.
I
don't hate him.
You can't go back, man.
I don't hate him.
Here's the thing, Spike. You said it yourself. It's time for the guy to go somewhere else.
I agree.
You know what I mean? That's just it. You know what I mean? I'm not going to kick the guy while he's down. I think it's more fun to argue with Ike and you when the guy is good. He stinks now, and, you know, he's dead, you know, and I don't mean that figuratively. I mean, you know, sports-wise, he's dead as a player, and, you know, I don't get no fun out of that. So I just would like for him to just, you know, he had great years here. I never liked him, but he had great years here, and it's time to move on, man. You know what I mean? And try to build this team the right way, like I've been saying, you know, with these guards and Maxey. You know, I like the trade you said, Nick Claxton. And the guy from the Nets. What's the other guy?
Michael Porter Jr. Yeah, it would take some draft picks too. But I don't think it's going to happen this year. But I think after next year, after this season, I think there will be some interesting things they'll have to because they really, at the end of the day, forgetting about where you stand and where I stand, they can't. They have too many other good players now to build a team with $60 million not playing. I mean, for no other reason, you can't build a team in the NBA where you have $60 million on your cap and you're not getting anything out of it. So I think they're going to have to do something.
Well, that's your boy. Thanks a lot, Daryl. You know what I mean? You know,
he had
I appreciate
it.
You. Yeah, he had it. He tore it. I mean, next thing it would be a rant on him. Spike,
No.
I mean, the next rant on him. No, but listen, the thing about it is this. Maxey is his team now. You know, and that's just the fact of the matter. And I'm going to watch him tonight. They play the Warriors. We're going to all watch him tonight. And you know, I like watching them without Joel. That's just what it is. Now on to a team that's really been struggling right now. And, you know, I've been really hard on them. And hearing Ike, I heard Ike on Monday, man. You must have got hit with the KO, man, because you was toothless on Monday, man.
Seems like a lot of people picked up on that.
Yeah. You know? Well.
It was like a cat.
Yeah.
You know, just licking your wounds. But you know what, though? All of us, we all in the same boat. That's what I figured out. You know what I'm saying? So I was bending a little too hard, you know, on this thing right now. And I like my hardness on them.
Pause.
I like I like how I've been on them. But here's the thing, right? We still 8-4, and I'm still an Eagles fan at the end of the day. So my thing is I want them to get back off the mat. You know what I mean? Now, it ain't going to help that Jalen Carter's out for the next few weeks. But I want them to get back off the mat, man. And I think this week we can do that. You know what I'm saying? San Diego, L.A., whatever they are, they're frauds. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And we can go up there. And we can take care of business. We still control our own destiny. And I just don't like the fact that Dallas is on our heels like that and they brag and all that. So tonight, I'm hoping for the Dallas loss and the Eagles, you know, Monday, they can take care of business and not just spoil you this milk we got going on. We can milk this cow for just a couple more months and get back to the Super Bowl. Because I know we got it in us, man. Like, I know we got it in us. Jalen Hurts, I've seen you play great before. And I know I've been chanting for Tanner to get in. But I'm willing to pause that if this guy can get back on track. And then, you know, A.J. Brown, I don't want to hear another word from you. Shut up. You know, Sirianni, Devin Caney. You know, all you people, just be quiet.
Devin Caney?
Yeah, I heard Devin Caney, too, talking all
that
nonsense.
What a stray.
Yeah, yeah, I'm talking about
moly.
Everybody on that sideline, you know, they just all get on my nerves. Everybody, you know what I mean? Even Devin Caney, all of them, the sideline reporters. You know, all of them, just shut up. You know what I mean? Everybody, just get to work. You know what I'm saying? I want everybody to just focus on one thing right now. It's the championship, man. You know what I mean? You know, we got a chance to make history. We still 8-4. You know, none of these teams are hitting shoulders better than this. You know, Sean McVay's a fraud. You know what I'm saying? He's overrated. I told you guys that before. You know, his in-game decision-making sucks. You know what I'm saying? He's a good offensive coordinator. He's the best offensive coordinator in football, but a head coach.
People said that about Andy, too.
Yeah, but Andy Reid is established. You know what I'm saying?
The show Sean McVay.
No, he's not, man. Right. No, he's not.
But he's won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but like, so what? So he's better than, it's a guy in Denver named Sean Payton. You know what I'm saying? He won a Super Bowl. He ain't a better coach than Sean Payton. I don't care what nobody says. Sean Payton's take that young club in Denver, and he's lifted them up to high hopes right now.
All right, Chuck, give us somebody who's still got it.
Well, you know, this girl is, you know, I would give you a nice little, see, normally I would go chocolate, right? You know how I am.
Yeah.
But see, here's the thing. I was watching this movie the other day called The Mountain Between Us. So this girl I would take to her in the delegation. She's like French vanilla. So I'm going to go with a little French vanilla today. And I always had a crush on her, right? I always did. I don't know what it is. But I love Kate Winslet. I don't know what it is.
But Kate Winslet's like 50.
Yeah, she...
Yeah, so well, what? She still got it.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, thank you for the call, Chuck. I think we were looking for somebody. She does still have it, but...
50?
Yeah, she's not...
Well, not in the Mayor of Easttown.
One of my favorite movies.
Yeah, the Titanic.
Titanic.
Yeah.
Come on, man. She was awesome.
I mean, she's a good one.
Yeah.
But I don't think she's old enough for Still Got It.
No?
In my opinion. Well,
what do people say?
I don't know. Women after 40, man, you almost got to start saying that they still got it.
No! Oh, well, no,
that they still have it.
Yeah, but
right?
If you say that, you're implying they're old. So they got to be officially old first.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
See what I'm saying? Like, I just don't think of... Maybe women over 40 30 years ago, or the same with guys, right. Like we all looked like hell
right.
30 or 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Now, people look good after 40.
But is it expected?
I think it is. I think it's demanded. All right, let's go.
It's certainly demanded. Yes, I'm with you there.
Jack, let's go, buddy.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Joining me right now is Jackie Baseball, Fritz.
Yes, Jackie Baseball.
Oh, that's right. Feels like I still think we're going to get the Kyle Schwarber resolution next week.
Next week.
Next week.
Okay. During the winter meetings.
Winter meetings. Again, they start on Sunday.
Okay.
You know, Kyle Tucker might sign as well.
Next week?
We visited the Blue Jays yesterday.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of all heating up. So, John.
Did he visit the Phillies?
No, but they are close. I mean, Dunedin and Clearwater are 13 minutes away. So.
Well, but what does that have to do with it?
Yeah. Well, he visited them in Florida.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We should said that. We're thinking he went to Toronto.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think...
who the hell cares about him going to spring training?
Well, that's where they met him. I don't know.
Yeah.
But don't shoot the messenger. Okay. We're just talking.
All right.
Anyway, so the Reds thing continuing to kind of percolate, but... I view this as a positive update from John Heyman on where the Reds stand on Kyle Schwarber.
Team's in on Schwarber. Got to give Ken Rosenthal credit for mentioning the Reds. Absolutely. I do believe the Reds are interested. I tried that a couple days ago, checking in there, and I got the result was it looks like it's going to be very expensive for us, which isn't a surprise. Didn't mean they weren't interested, but they are indeed interested. So that's a big development. He is from the Cincinnati area. Could that be a lure? Probably to some degree. The Reds are an improved team. They did make the playoffs. You know, I've got to think that he likes that idea, but why wouldn't you like the idea of returning to Philly as well? So, I mean, I don't know if we're going to name favorites, but certainly Philly and the Reds are two big teams in on Schwarber.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Him saying that they know it's going to be expensive.
Yeah.
It feels like maybe it'll be out of their price range.
Here's the thing I don't understand. How could it... Why even get involved? What, they think he's going to get cheap?
Right.
Like, yeah. You think I was getting for cheap?
The hometown discount?
Yeah. He was not doing a hometown discount.
Yeah. No, so, he's not doing any discount.
No, you almost have to be willing to go at least match the best offer out there if you truly want him and then hope that he chooses you over the other teams. He's certainly not choosing to play there for $20 million less.
Well, you know they're just looking and seeing the Phillies and seeing the Mets and seeing the Red. You mentioned the Red Sox, right, Jack? And you mentioned the Cubs.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have the money. They have to just look at that and say to themselves, somebody's going to outbid us. The Mets thing feels fraudulent, though.
And are they doing it to show their fans, like, hey, we tried.
We cared. Yeah.
I mean, they've gone a long way to do that without coming up with something. I mean, throwing out the first pitch and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
Here's what I think. I think they're hoping they can get close enough that he'll choose to go there.
Even if it's close.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I think. I don't think they have to outbid everybody, but I think it's between the Phillies and the Reds. I do. I don't think he goes to the Mets.
I think the Red Sox are in there.
Yeah.
But I think it's Phillies Reds.
Yeah. After we talked last time, it's just, you know, Soto's going to be a DH within 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, so. And they try to throw the Giants in. This is where you feel like the market's not what they think it is. Mm-hmm. They try to throw the Giants in there yesterday. And the Giants aren't spending that kind of money this offseason. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to find, it feels like they're trying to create a market
that might not really
be there. Yeah. Like the Pirates thing. You know, the Pirates thing is thrown out there just because to show their fans that, hey, we're going to get in the mix
this
year.
That may be just to show, whatchamacallit, the pitcher.
No, Skeens. Yeah, before he's like, just get me to the Yankees. Reds, though, they're not spending any money.
See, I was getting kind of excited that we'd let him go and get somebody who could play the field. I was getting excited for the Bellinger-Tucker thing, you know?
I think the Reds do 4-120 or 5-150.
Yeah, I mean, they should.
I think they do.
5 years.
Yeah. Yeah. So the other thing that came out on top of that.
Yeah.
Is an interesting little nugget here from one of the Adam Jude. He covers the Mariners for the Seattle Times. And he said the Mariners are considering Phillies reliever Matt Strom in their search for a left-handed reliever.
I'll drive him there.
So what I think is interesting.
That's a long way, bro.
Yeah, no, I don't care.
That could be a good road trip, though.
Oh, yeah. Seattle? Him bidding on cards on eBay.
Oh, you and him together.
Yeah, you and him together.
Yeah. Okay. So what I think could be interesting about this trade is that last year they showed interest in Boehm. The Mariners did. They're probably not paying Eugenio Suarez. They already paid Josh Naylor. They've already talked about having to shed salary this offseason. So maybe there's a Boehm and Strom package there. And the one that I think could be interesting, they would equal each other out pretty much, so it wouldn't help their shed salary standpoint, is Randy Arozarena, who... I know. He's trending down, 100% trending down, but still popped 27 home runs last year.
Yeah.
And there's something with right-handed hitters in that ballpark that they don't do well there, and then they go elsewhere, like Teoscar Hernandez, and they generally are okay. He's a postseason riser. He's been that guy. Now, this would mean he plays left and Crawford plays center, so which...
And that means no Bader.
And it would mean no Bader, yeah, most likely. Well, yeah, definitely. Because
yeah,
Marsh would probably still play right. But if they could find a way to possibly make that work, it gives them a right-handed bat with some pop for Strom and Bohm and an old school, you know, just Major League Baseball trade.
Just a normal trade where one team gets a player, the other team gets two players, the salaries are about the same.
Quick question.
Yeah.
And this is sort of like for the future, and there's really four small market teams. Do you think they have an inkling that future negotiations will include shared revenue and a floor and a salary cap? Because that almost changes how you, because now you know you're going to get a certain piece of the pie coming in, even as a small market team.
Well, they already do get a certain piece of the pie.
Oh, is it shared revenue already?
Yeah, yeah, so it's like Pirates make money every year.
That's where the tax comes in.
Ah.
The tax goes to the teams that are not in the
tax. I didn't think
it
was shared revenue.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, hell.
Yeah.
So what is it that the owners would want?
The owners want a cap.
They want a cap.
The owners want a cap. Yeah. And the players don't. Yeah, I read a whole ESPN piece about the labor thing. And I just, if the owners are stuck on a cap, this is going to get.
We may miss a whole year.
It's going to get really ugly. And I don't think baseball can afford to miss a year, given all the momentum
especially
they have.
Especially where they are right now. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like, I don't know that baseball is the strongest players union in sports. And they do not want a cap. So even if you have a floor, I don't think that erases the cap thing. I really don't. I think those especially the agents. The agents want the Mets and the Phillies and the Yankees and the Dodgers. They want those teams that are going
to
go overspend because that's they make a lot of money
sure,
there. You know,
sure.
So yeah, it's going to be ugly. 215-592-9494.
I got to admit, I'm in the. Cap category.
I'm
seeing $700 million contracts. Yeah, and that's outrageous.
The only thing is, like, obviously with the cap, then it does also help. It does also hurt the kind of middle salaries. You know, they're not as high maybe as they would be without a cap. So like the $700 million, you have it, then it could shrink them. Like it would help the lower guys 100%. Like they would, their people would be signed. But I also think it would also hurt them, the middle tier players as
well. Yeah. Those guys that pitch once a week, DHs that are making $30 million a year, those guys. Yeah.
Well, still value I don't there. Know if a cap did that in basketball because they have maxed individual salaries. That's why that hurt the middle. Yeah, I don't know. 215-592-9494.
Football has this thing figured out.
They do.
And we don't have guaranteed contracts.
Well, that's how they really have it figured. They have a fake cap, but they also have fake contracts.
That's why football's king.
Yep.
You said it, not me.
Oh, I can't wait to... Mike Mayock loves looking at the tape. He must have hated looking at the tape of Friday's game.
As Baldy did. Baldy was disgusted.
Well, and Mayock takes it personally. So we will talk to Mike Mayock next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Every NFL Thursday is your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Because with FanDuel's Thursday touchdown jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each week. Now, to get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off. And if your player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you'll win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/Ike to take a shot at the jackpot. That's FanDuel.com/Ike for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sports book of 94WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.